Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches. We left off on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the end of the page at Bishlama, last word on the line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, and it is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha program, a program under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, geared toward working professionals to learn halacha at a high level with a smicha option. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new Zman. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to talk about a machlokas as to why it is that B'nai Yisrael, according to the Pasuk, only started eating the new grain on the second day of Pesach in the year that they entered Eretz Yisrael. Why weren't they eating the new grain prior to that? So we're going to have two opinions. Then we're going to discuss how we know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, and how we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. The Gemara is also going to talk about the Isser of Chadash, and the Isser of Arla, and the Isser of Kilei Kerem, and where would these Isserim apply, and on what level they apply. Are they Daraisa? Are they Alech L'Moshe Misinai? Are they Darabanan when they're in Chutz La'aretz, and potential Nafkaminas between them? So that's going to be the majority of the discussion. The Gemara is going to talk about the Isser of Chadash in particular. There's going to be a lot of emphasis in today's daf about the Isser of Chadash. So let's begin with Bishlama, four lines from the bottom of the page on daf Lamed Zayin and Beis. So we're going back to the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. When the Torah uses the word Moshav, what does that mean? Does that mean L'kol Makom Shatem Yoshvim, that wherever you may be, even in Chutz La'aretz, and it's B'chol Moshav Zeicha, I mean it's wherever people are? Or does Moshe mean la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, that the mitzvah only becomes operative once we already enter Eretz Yisrael, la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva? So says Gemara, Bishlam l'man yomer Moshev kol makom shatim yoshev mashma. I understand very well if the word Moshev generally means kol makom shatim yoshvim, that it's a mitzvah that's knowing everywhere. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that we have in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that was quoted in the Braisa. So the Isser Chadash, where it says Moshev, the Torah does not mean to tell me that the Isser is only knowing la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. It means that it's b'kol makom shatim yoshev. It means wherever you are, there is an Isser of Chadash. Well, then that makes sense. Hainu d'chsiv, I understand the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua that says vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz mimachras ha'pesach, that when the Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they ate from the tevua chadasha that grew in Eretz Yisrael only on the second day of Pesach. Mimachras haPesach means the day after the first day of Pesach, on Tes Zayin Nisan. So I understand very well, Mimachras haPesach Achul, that on Tes Zayin Nisan they started eating the Tevuah Chadasha, Meikar Lo Achul. But prior to that, they weren't eating from it. So even though Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, which is almost a week earlier, they only ate the Tevuah Chadasha that grew in Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Pesach. Alma, the reason for that is because Ikrav Omer v'hadarachul, that they had to bring the carbon Omer, which allowed the Chadash to be eaten, and then they ate the Chadash, but they weren't allowed to eat the Tavua on Yom Tov, because it was also with an Isser Chadash that began as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. Elamandim l'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, but if you say that the word Moshev always means l'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, that would mean that the Isser of Chadash only began l'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, and not right away as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. So nechali alter. So if there's no Isser Chadash as soon as they walked into Eretz Yisrael, they should have eaten the Tevuah Chadash right away. There's no Isser Chadash in place. So why do they wait till the second day of Pesach? So answers the Gemara, the reason they didn't eat the new grain until the second day of Yom Tov is the law of Tzrichi. Not because it was forbidden for them to eat it. No, the Isser didn't apply yet. It's simply that they didn't need to eat from it, because they still had man that had fallen in the Midbar, and so long as they didn't finish up their man, they weren't interested in eating grain. They had heavenly food, and it's only after the man finished, that's when they began eating the Tevuas Ha'aretz. That's what the Tosfos points out in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that the pasuk over here is being Mishabeach the man, that calls man, that they still had man, they weren't interested in eating even the wonderful grain of Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash gives a mashal, if you have a child that has pas chitim, he's not going to eat pas saorim. He's going to eat up the good stuff first. He's not going to eat the lesser quality stuff. So to Klal Yisrael, kol zman that they had man, they preferred the man over anything else. The Tosos over here raises an important point. From the Gemara, it sounds that they didn't eat the Tvua Chadasha until Tes Zayin Nisan at all. But in between, when they entered Eretz Yisrael and Tes Zayin Nisan, they had the first night of Pesach. First night of Pesach, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, and matzah has to be made from grain, not from man. It has to be made from grain. So the implication is that they didn't eat matzah that year on the night of the Seder, because they couldn't eat from the Tvua Chadasha. So Tosos writes that in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Challah, they raise the question, why didn't they eat matzah on the first night? The chiyuv of achilas matzah, you can't fulfill it with man, because the man is not dagan. So mimela, the mitzvah of matzah, which is mitzvah saseh, should be docha, the isra of chadash, which is lo saseh, meaning even if you assume that Moshe means b'chol Moshe v'seichem, and therefore the isra of chadash was no egg as soon as they walked into Eretz Yisrael, still, even with an isra chadash, they should have eaten matzah, because the assay of matzah should have been doche the isra of chadash. So Tosos gives a couple of answers. Number one, Tosos says that an assay kodem matan Torah is not doche los assay shela achar matan Torah, and the mitzvah of matzah was already in place kodem matan Torah. So even though assay is doche los assay, that's not true when the assay was given prior to the los assay. Meaning the assumption of the dechia is that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them both at the same time, so at the time that he gave those mitzvahs, there was an understanding that that when there's a conflict, there's a way to resolve that conflict. And the way to resolve it is that asei docha lo saseh. But if the mitzvah saseh came earlier, so the mitzvah saseh is not given the koach to upend a lo saseh that's only going to come later. Another teretz that Tulsa suggests is that they didn't eat even a kazai, even that kazayis rishon that would have been a chiyuv of a chiyuz matzah, gzeira atu kazayis sheni. Because how are you going to be mitzamtzeim exactly a kazayis? There is a machlokas even how to measure a kazayis, right? So people might eat more than a kazayis, and the kazayis sheni, there's no mitzvah. Then it's just tam going to be an issur. So there were goes there not to eat the kazayis rishon, out to the kazayis sheni that they might come to eat. But bottom line is, the Gemara wanted to know, why does the Pasuk in Yeshua tell us that they didn't eat from the new grain until Tes Zayin Nisan? So if you assume that the Yisro Chadash applied as soon as they walked into Eretz Yisrael, that's why they didn't, because the Yisro Chadash applied. And if you assume that the Yisro Chadash didn't apply until La'achar Yerusha V'Shiva, they simply didn't eat from the new grain, because they didn't need to eat from the new grain. But wait, what about matzah? If you assume, like the second opinion, that they just didn't need to eat from the new grain, but it was totally mutter, so then why didn't they eat matzah? Meaning the whole idea of that we don't say asei docha lo saseh with kol d'matan Torah, gzeira k'zayis rishon, not k'zayis sheni, that assumes that there was an isser. But if there was no isser, they just stam were enjoying the man. So then what about matzah? So the Ritva points out that according to that shita, that it was really mutter for them to eat from the new grain, they just preferred eating the man, so then they obviously did eat the k'zayis matzah. It's just they stopped eating right after that. They had a k'zayis matzah and that was it. So that's what the Pasuk Yeshua means, that wasn't their main food. The main food that they had until Tes Zayin Nisan was still the man. So now the Gemara proves that Klal Yisrael, at the time that they entered Eretz Yisrael, they still had man in their kelim. This the pasuk says, "Uvnei Yisrael ochlas haman arboim shana ad boam el Eretz Nosheves es haman ochlu ad boam el ktzei Eretz Kenaan." Eretz Nosheves means Eretz Yisrael. Ktzei Eretz Kenaan means Eivere Yarden. So which is it? When did they eat the man until they got to Eivere Yarden, until they got to the mainland? So Eif Shalomar Ad Boam El Eretz Nosheves, it can't mean literally till they got into Eretz Yisrael, the mainland of Eretz Yisrael, Shekvar Nemar El Ktzei Eretz Kenaan, because the Pasuk also says El Ktzei Eretz Kenaan, which sounds like even when they got to just Eivere Yarden. Eif Shalomar El Ktzei Eretz Kenaan, it can't mean only when they got to Eivere Yarden, Shekvar Nemar Ad Boam El Eretz Nosheves, because it says when they got to Eretz Nosheves. Okay, so how do we reconcile it? B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe, on the seventh day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu died, pasuk man milered, and when Moshe Rabbeinu died, the man stopped falling. V'yimistapkin miman shebekleyem ad shishasa b'nisan, and they had enough man in their kelim to last them until the 16th day of Nisan. So the pasuk says that when it says that the Bnei Yisrael ate the man until they came the Eiver HaYarden, it means the man fell until they came to Eiver HaYarden. And when it says that they continued to eat the man until they came into Eretz Yisrael, it means they were mistapik b'man shebekleim until they came into the mainland of Eretz Yisrael. So when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they still had man in their kelim, and mainly you could say that that's the reason that they didn't eat the tevuah chadasha until Tes Zayin Nisan, like the second opinion we quoted before, that it was mutter for them to eat the Tevuah Chadasha, but they chose not to eat it until they finished up all the man. Another brisa talks about the Yerida Saman, Tanya Idach. We have another brisa that tells us, the Pasuk in Chumash says, Bnei Yisrael HaChasaman Arba'im Shana. So the brisa says, is that true? They ate man for 40 years? V'chi Arba'im Shana Achlu, V'alo Arba'im Shana Chasar Shalshim Yom Achlu. It really should be 40 years minus 1 month, because the man began to fall in the first year that they left Mitzrayim on Tes Zayin Iyar, a month later, and they ate it until Tes Zayin Nisan, when they went on the year that they went into Eretz Yisrael. So there's a month of a gap. El Lomelech is coming to teach me that Ugo Sotziyum Mitzrayim Tamu Bem Tam Man, that in a certain sense they were eating man in the first month that they left Mitzrayim, because whatever breads they brought out of Mitzrayim tasted like man. So even though they weren't actually eating man until a month after leaving Mitzrayim, because the man hadn't fallen until the month after the death of Mitzrayim, what they were eating was like man, in that it tasted like man. And what does man taste like? So it's a pasuk in the Torah. A lot of people don't realize this. They only know the Maamar Chazal. They know pasuk in the Torah says, V'ta'amo kitzapichas bedvash, that it tastes like honey. It tasted like something fried in honey, like bread that's fried in honey. So that's what man tasted like. So there is a famous Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Hay, that says, whatever time you were mevakesh, that it should taste like. That's what it actually tasted like. And the Gemara says that everyone was mevakesh something else. Tinokos, who like honey, they tasted like honey because they like very sweet things. People who are a little bit older like it to taste like lechem. Other people who are older like it to taste like shem. Whatever it is, whatever your preference is based on your age. People who are older don't like such things that are so, so sweet. So it tasted like the kinds of things that they like. Ben Yoyada writes that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this is he was trying to accustom Klal Yisrael. It would have been too jarring to go straight from lechem gashmi straight to man without anything in between. So it was sort of like a bridge. Get them used to the taste of heavenly food within earthly food. And then that will accustom them to be able to actually have the heavenly food, to be able to actually have the man. So now, the Gemara said Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shiva Ba'adar. So now says the Gemara, let's elaborate on that. Tani Idach, B'Shiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe, B'Shiva Ba'adar Nolad. Moshe Rabbeinu not only died in Shiva Ba'adar, he was born in Shiva Ba'adar as well. Minayin Shiva Ba'adar Meis. How do I know he died on the seventh day of Adar? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Eretz Moav. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, right a few Pesukim later, Vayivku B'nei Yisrael Es Moshe Ba'arvos Moav, Shloshim Yom, that they cried for 30 days. The Yimei Bechi for Moshe Rabbeinu was 30 days. Uksiv, and the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua says, Vayihi Achrei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem. The Sefer Yoshua starts that this story of Yoshua is after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and Hashem tells Yoshua Ben Nun his instructions. Uksiv, Moshe Avdi Meis, Va'ata Kum Avor. So Hashem tells Yoshua, Moshe died, now I want you to go pass over the Yarden to the land that I'm going to give to Bnei Yisrael. So that Sivoy was given to Yoshua only after the 30 days of Yimei Bechi of the Evel of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Shechin is not Shorim Mitoch Atzvos, Tosfos points out. So it had to be that if Hashem is instructing Yoshua, that there's no Atzvos anymore, that there's no sadness anymore, because the Yimei Bechi of Moshe are over, the 30 days are over. Uksiv, and it says that on that day Yoshua prepared the people to cross over the Yarden, and he instructed them. In another 3 days, you're going to pass over the Yarden. And when did they go through the Yarden? On the 10th day of Nisan. So if Moshe Rabbeinu dies, then they have 30 days of Bechi, and then Yeshua instructs them 3 more days we're going to pass the Yarden, and those 3 days are up on Yud Nisan. So you backtrack it. When did Moshe Rabbeinu die? Count back 33 days from Yud Nisan when they crossed the Yarden. So you see that on the seventh day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Uminayin Shabashiv Adar nolad Moshe. How do I know Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Shiv Adar? Shenemar, because when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu died, the pasuk says, "Vayom aleim ben mea ve'esrim shana anochi hayom lo uchal od latseis v'lavo." That Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I am 120 years hayom lo uchal od latseis v'lavo." So all these pesukim from the parshiyos we're reading this time of year. Shein tam lomra yom. It doesn't have to say hayom. That meaning could have just said ben mea ve'esrim shana anochi. Umatam lomra yom. Why does it have to say hayom? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that I turn 120 today, meaning it's actually my birthday. The Melamed Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Memalish Shasem Shal Tzadikim Miyom Liyom Michodesh Lachodesh. That you see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu fills the years of Tzadikim, all the days and all the months. Shneimer Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Chaznish writes in Orchaim Simkuf Membeis. Not always. That don't be choshev if someone doesn't die on their birthday that they must not have been a tzaddik. Something Hakadosh Baruch Hu sometimes does. As Memalei Shnosav Shal Tzadikim, but many Tzadikim died not on their birthday. So at the Hesped we shouldn't get up and say, we thought he was a tzaddik, but as it turns out, it's okay. Sometimes there are tzaddikim that don't die on their birthday also. Okay, so now the Mishnah said that Orla and Klayim are noeg both ba'aretz and b'chutzaretz, and by Chadash there's a machloka. So the Gemara brings a brisa that talks about those dinim of Orla, Klayim, and Chadash. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Sholosh mitzvos nesavi sol b'knisasun la'aretz, the noeg goes bein baretz bein b'chutzaretz. So the three mitzvos that didn't apply until we actually entered Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless they're knowing both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and that is Chadash, Orla, and Klayim. V'hu adin sheyinagu, and mitzal adin, it makes sense that they should be knowing both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because we can learn Orla and Klayim from a Kal V'chomer from Chadash, that Umah Chadash, if Chadash, which is a less severe Isser in three ways, She'ein Yisuro Isser Olam, the Tavua that becomes Asrut and Isser Chadash does not remain Asr forever on Tezayin B'Nisan, it's only Asr until Tezayin B'Nisan, after that the Chadash becomes Mutter, right? The Pasuk says, Lo Sochlu Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh, but then the Chadash becomes Mutter, so then you're allowed to eat it. So you see that it's not so severe in the sense that the Isser goes away after some point. And the Isra of Chadash is Nisra Achila, but it is not an Isra Na. So in that sense, it's also not such a severe Isser. V'yesh hetter liyisuro. And even betoch the Zman Isser, there's a way to be matir the Isser. Namely, the way Rashi understands, that you're makar of the Korban Omer on Tezayin Nisan. So if you're makar of the Korban Omer on Tezayin Nisan, you could be matir the Isser a little bit early. Normally, you have to wait till Tezayin Nisan, when you don't have a Korban Omer, you have to wait till Tezayin Nisan is over. And only once Tezayin Nisan is over, does the Chadash become Mutter. So you could be makar of the Korban Omer on Tezayin Nisan and end the Isser a few hours early. That's how Rashi understands. Rashi seems to be assuming, Tosfos points out, that there are two opinions in the Gemara Menachos on a Doraisa level, when does Chadash actually become Mutter? On a Doraisa level, is it when Tezayin Nisan is over, or is it when Tezayin Nisan begins? Meaning, certainly, when you have a Korban Omer, it's Mishu Krava Omer. But when you don't have a Korban Omer, do we say, okay, so that morning, as soon as the Korban Omer could have been brought, then the Chadash will be Mutter, or do you have to wait till the end of the day? Rashi's interpretation seems to be assuming, like the Shita, that Midoraisa, you would have had to wait till the end of the day, and therefore we're saying, oh, but if you bring Korban Omer, you could be matered even betoch the Zman. However, according to the other opinion, it doesn't work, right? According to the other opinion, that really when you don't have a Korban Omer, it's mutter mishaheir ayom, as soon as the day begins. So Tosfos has other interpretations of what it means that yesh heter li isuro. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it means even the tevua that was niktsar before the hakravas haomer and therefore was aser has a heter la'achar tezayin nisan, that you weren't supposed to be kotzer, but if you harvested the grain, it still becomes mutter at that point. So that's what it means, that yesh heter li isuro. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Yom Tov that there's a heter li isuro means that it's mutter it's mutter to asrit, meaning it's mutter for a person to plant the tevua before the hakravas haomer, even though it's going to become aser in between with an isra chadash. And he quotes other rishonim that say yesh heter li isuro means ali de beizdin, that if beizdin it was could be makdim by by taking away a day away from Chodesh Adar, and therefore being makdim the heter. So okay, whatever, different interpretations that Tosa says could fit even with the other shita as far as when Chodesh becomes mutter. So no, and yet even though it has all these kulas, knowing bein baris bein chutzlaretz, the Yisra of Chodesh still applies even in chutzlaretz, and therefore kal v'chomer that klayim sheisur in Yisraelim, klayim which doesn't have these kulas, klayim is asur forever. There is no date that your klayim will become mutter. V'yisur in Yisraelna, and klayim is asur not only ba'achila but it's asur ba'na as well. Ve'ein heter li'sur, and once the Yisra is chal on klayim, it never goes away. Say ein udin shinu gubein baris bein chutzlaretz. So all the more so klayim should apply, should have the chomer that it applies even in chutzlaretz. V'adin la'arla b'shtayim, and the Yisra of Arla in chutzlaretz could be derived from a kal v'chomer from the Yisra of Chadash, because the Yisra of Arla is only, even though the Yisra of Arla is only more chomer than the Yisra of Chadash in two out of these three ways, meaning because the Yisra of Arla is an Yisra Hana'a and it has no heter within the first 3 years, but it's not Yisuru Yisra Olam, because after 3 years the Yisra of Arla goes away. Yisra of Arla is only the first 3 years that the fruit is that the tree is planted. So bottom line is, Chadash, which has all three of these kulas, still applies even in Chutz Laretz. So Arla and Klayim, which don't have all three of these kulas, Klayim is Chamer on three of these levels, on all three levels, Arla on two of these levels, all the more so should apply even in Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara brings a shita that disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who, as you may have guessed, is the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the Bir Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He disagrees with the father, and he says, "Called mitzvah shen stav Yisrael, kodem k'nisasim la'aretz. Any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was commanded in before we entered into Eretz Yisrael, no hagas bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, applies in chutz la'aretz as well. La'achar k'nisasim la'aretz, but any mitzvah that was only that only applied once we entered Eretz Yisrael, eina no hagas ela ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael." Except for Shemitas Ksafim and Shiluach Chavadim, freeing the slaves at the Yovel year. Even though those mitzvahs applied only after we enter Eretz Yisrael, Nohagas Bein Baretz Bein Chutz Laretz. Hashmatas Ksafim and Shiluach Chavadim applies even in Chutz Laretz. But according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Yisra of Chadash is not knowing in Chutz Laretz, because that's a mitzvah that we only had once we entered Eretz Yisrael, and any mitzvah that we only have when we enter Eretz Yisrael does not apply in Chutz Laretz, and the Yisurim of Arla and Klayim are not Minat Torah in Chutz Laretz, because they also were only when we entered into Eretz Yisrael. So the Yisur of Arla and Klayim in Chutz Laretz must be Midrabanan or something else, or Halacha Moshe Misinai, but from a strict Pasuk perspective it would not be Aser. So it turns out that he's arguing on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on his father, who said that the Yisurim of Chadash, Arla, and Klayim are Minat Torah even in Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're not. That because those are mitzvahs that only applied once we entered Eretz Yisrael, so they are not Minat Torah in Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara asks, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that you tell me that Shemitas Ksafim is only once we entered Eretz Yisrael. Why does that make sense? Hashmatas Ksafim Chuvas Hagufi. Hashmatas Ksafim is a Chiv Haguf. So it's not a mitzvah to Yibaretz at all. So how do I know that we didn't have the mitzvah of Hashmatas Ksafim until we entered Eretz Yisrael? So the din is based on the following that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon's certainty that it only applied when we entered Eretz Yisrael is based on the following brisa, that where we're going to learn that even though Hashmatas Ksafim is a Chavas Haguf and it's not a mitzvah to Yibaretz, it only began when we entered into Eretz Yisrael. Did Tanya, the brisa tells us, Rabbi Omer, the Torah tells us about Shemitas Ksafim, Vizeh Dvar Hashmita Shamot, etc. So b'shtei shmita is kaz medaber. It's a double expression over here. Hashmita shamot. So what do we do with that? The pasuk is teaching me that there are two types of shmita. Ach hashmita's karka. There's the seventh year on the shmita cycle where you have to not work the land. That's shmita's karka. Vach hashmita's ksafim. And then there's the forgiveness of all debts in the shmita year. So bizman shata meshamed karka, in a time that you're meshamed karka, where the malachos of the karka are not permitted in the seventh year, at meshamed ksafim. Ksafim. You're chayiv in the mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim as well. But Bizman Shiyat Meshamid Karka, when there's no chiv of Shemitah's Karka, meaning when Klal Yisrael was still in the Midbar and we had not yet arrived in Eretz Yisrael, Yiyat Meshamid Ksafim, then we don't have a din of Shemitah's Ksafim yet. So that's where Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon gets it, that we didn't have a mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim until we entered Eretz Yisrael. But once it started, it applies everywhere. It applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. So says Gemara, how do you know that that's the link between Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim, that they both had the same start date? The Ema, maybe we should make the link as follows. B'makom shatam shamit karka, only in the place where there's a din of Shemitah's Karka, namely Eretz Yisrael, atam shamit ksafim. Maybe Shemitah's Ksafim only applies in Eretz Yisrael, which is not where Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said. U'makom shein atam shamit karka, ein atam shamit ksafim. And maybe in Chutzlars, where there's no Shemitah's Karka, there's no Shemitah's Ksafim either. So it says, Tamalomer, no, that's why the Torah says, Be'Shemitah's Ksafim, ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem, mikol makom. So that tells me that it's mikol makom, that it's even in Chutzlars that we're knowing Shemitah's Ksafim. And now when it comes to that's as far as Shemitah's Ksafim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said there was another mitzvah that also only began once we entered Eretz Yisrael, but applies even in Chutzlars, and that was Shiluach Havadim. So says Gemara, Shiluach Havadim, Chavos Agufi. Who told you that Shiluach Havadim only began when we entered Eretz Yisrael? It's a Chavos Agufi. It's got nothing to do with agriculture. So why would Shiluach Havadim only begin when we entered Eretz Yisrael? So answers the Gemara, had Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon not told us that the mitzvah of Shiluach Havadim applies in Chutzlars, I would have thought that even though it's a Chavos Aguf, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Salkatay Techamina, Hol Viksiv, since it says by Shiluach Avadim, Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz, you should declare liberty in the land, Ba'aretz in, B'chutz La'aretz Lo. So I would think that that only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Tamil Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, Yovel Hi. Those are extra words in the Pasuk, because it says afterwards, Yovel Hi Shnasachem Mishim Shana Tielachem. So the Torah is telling me that this mitzvah is knowing, Mikol Makom, that it applies everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, if it applies everywhere, Imkein Matam Lomer Ba'aretz. Why then does it say the word ba'aretz? So the Torah writes ba'aretz to tell me that the chiyuv of this mitzvah is bizman shadrar, knowing ba'aretz, knowing b'chutz la'aretz. When you have a din of shiluach avadim in Eretz Yisrael, that's when it's knowing in chutz la'aretz as well. But ein dror knowing ba'aretz. But if you don't have a mitzvah of yovel in Eretz Yisrael, namely when you don't have kol yoshveha aleha, right? The mitzvah of yovel is only when you have kol yoshveha aleha, or at least rov yoshveha aleha, or even if you do have kol yoshveha aleha, but they didn't do one of the things that are ma'akiv yovel, like blowing the shofar, or where they were not mishaleich liavadim. So then in a knowing b'chutz la'aretz, and it's not going to apply in chutz la'aretz either. So the din of shiluach avadim began once we entered Eretz Yisrael, and once it began, it applies everywhere, but only when it's being observed in Eretz Yisrael. Then it applies everywhere. Now we had a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar whether chadash, orla, and klayim are knowing in chutz la'aretz min HaTorah, right? So we said that according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, yes, they are knowing in Chutz La'aretz min HaTorah, Chadash min HaTorah, we learn Arla and Klayim as a Kal V'chomer from Chadash. According to the son, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, no, Chadash, Arla, and Klayim are not min HaTorah, only in Chutz La'aretz. Only Shiluach Avadim and Shemitas Ksafim are mitzvos that are that we were only mitzvah when we came into Eretz Yisrael and still apply in Chutz La'aretz. So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah with a third opinion. HaChadash Asa min HaTorah B'kal Makom. Chadash is min HaTorah everywhere. Orla halacha, the Yisra of Orla in Chutz La'aretz is halacha, v'klayim midivir sofim, and klayim is midivir sofim. So my halacha, what do we mean when we say that Orla is halacha everywhere? What level is that? Is that Torah? Is that Rabbanan? What are we talking about? So I'm Rabbi Domer Shmuel, so there are two opinions. I'm Rabbi Domer Shmuel, hilchas ha-medina. It means that the chiyuv of Orla in Chutz La'aretz is not meikar adin, it's a minug that the b'nei Chutz La'aretz were knowing on themselves to be machmir. Ula Amar, that's the way Rashi understands. Tosfos understands that it's a formal Rabbanan, but either way, it's definitely not Daraisa. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. No, it's Daraisa, it's just not from the Pasuk, it's from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So three mitzvos with three different levels of Isser. Not like Rabbi Shimon who said they're all Daraisa, not like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon who said that they're all at most Durabanan. Three mitzvos, three different levels. The Chadosh is Min HaTorah, Orla is Halacha, which means either Durabanan or Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and Klayim is certainly Midivrei Sofrim. So Amalei Ula Rabbi Yudah, the Bishop According to me, that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, I understand why we would distinguish between safek arla and safek klayim. Where do we see that we make such a distinction? D'tanan. The Mishnah tells me in Maseches Arla, safek arla. If you have safek arla, ba'aretz aser in Eretz Yisrael, safek daraisa l'chumri got to be machmir. B'suria in the lands near Eretz Yisrael, mutter. You're allowed to buy those fruits that were already picked that are safek arla. B'chutz la'aretz and chutz la'aretz, not only allowed to buy those fruits that were already picked. Yorei v'lokeach that you're allowed to go into the pardes and take them. Ubavachlo yirena v'lokate, as long as you didn't see the Yisrael is selling it, being malakate the payrus from the ilanos that are vaday arla. But if it's safek arla, you're allowed to take it in chutz la'aretz. V'ilu gabi klayim tanan. But when it comes to klayim, we learned kerem anatua yerek. If you have a kerem, if you have klayim, v'yerek nimkar chutzlo, and they're selling vegetables outside of that field, so it's a safek that it's kalei kerem. Ba'aretz aser, and it's solid aser. B'suria mutter, and suria it's mutter. B'chutz la'aretz locate the blachli yikol biyad, and chutz la'aretz you could take it. You could pick it for from that yerek, which is vaday klayim. As long as you don't take it yourself, because the chum master klayim chutz la'aretz they only ask the zriya or lakita biyadayim, but not the actual fruit itself. So you understand there's a difference between the two because they're on different levels. El l'didach nisni o zev zay yor v'locate. But according to you, that the yisur of arla and chutz la'aretz is only because of minig medina, and the yisur of arla and klayim are therefore the same. So the yisur of arla and klayim should have the same dinim in chutz la'aretz. So go in one direction or the other, that either they're both mutter or they're both asr. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the answer to that question. Everyone have a wonderful day.